Well, my next guest presents a memoir. Described as a double coming-out story, a powerful, haunted meditation on both family and history. Author Lev Raphael is the son of surviving Holocaust survivors, described as haunted by his parents' suffering and traumatic losses under Nazi rule. Over time, the barriers of a lifetime did begin to come down, and Mr. Raphael becomes a new self, new journeys. He does write about it. My Germany, a Jewish writer returns to the world his parents escaped. Lev, a pleasure to speak with you.
It's great to be here this morning.
Yes, I know you're home right here in Michigan, and you've spoken about your work on some three continents, publishing fiction and prose about the second generation. I know at least 19 books to boot, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, let's talk present tense. My Germany and the irony. Man, you grew up loathing everything German.
Yes, I certainly did, and it's really understandable given that I grew up knowing that my parents were poor and without any family because the Germans had destroyed their lives and murdered almost everybody related to them.
And, of course, you knew this by, obviously...
I started learning about it in elementary school.
Okay.
Piecemeal.
And were these also stories that your parents shared? You had first up and close personal stories?
Oh, yes. They told me some things. They weren't able to speak about it that much for that long a time because they always got choked up, and it was very painful because to talk about it was to relive it. But over time, you know, I was able to read enough about it on my own to fill in some of the gaps, and what I learned was really, really disturbing. So it's no wonder that, you know, to us, a Volkswagen was a symbol of evil.
And yet, as I mentioned in my opening, as you write about, the barriers came down. Can you give me cliff notes on this progression?
Well, one of the things that really made a great difference was when a German publisher bought three books of mine for translation and was offered to send me on a book tour. And I had always thought I would never go to Germany as a tourist, and I also thought I would never go to Germany as a writer if anyone invited me. And yet I was ready because I had done some research briefly in a German city and found myself oddly comfortable there and was curious to see what it would be like to be in Germany for a longer time period on my own.
And wasn't it... because of the barriers coming down, I know that you lost your mother. There was you did locate a distant relative, and I
right.
understand you started having your books translated in German, forcing you, for lack of better terms, to tour in Germany.
Right, absolutely. And I found touring a wonderful experience in many ways, some of them surprising. And I was not prepared for how good the reception would be, and I also didn't know how it would feel, honestly, being in Germany, surrounded by Germans, surrounded by the past, and it was actually a very healing experience for me.
Can you give a couple of examples? And again, speaking with Lev Raphael, his book, My Germany.
Well, first of all, I spent a lot of time talking about meals in this book because there are a few things more intimate than sitting down to dinner with someone. And I had lots of very, very long conversations with Germans of all kinds, of all ages, and really made some deep connections, especially around silence, because lots of Germans grew up the way I did, with silence and secrets in their family, only for them it was silence about the war and secrets about who in their family did what. Whereas for us, it was about being victims. So there is some commonality across that chasm of history and place between the victims and the perpetrators, and, well, the second generation, the sons and daughters of the victims and the sons and daughters of the perpetrators. So that was one thing that really made a great connection. The other thing is ironic. I grew up in a German-Jewish neighborhood, and even though we didn't speak German, German was spoken around us all the time, and that had completely escaped me growing in the subsequent years after moving away and going off to college and grad school. And when I was in Germany, I actually felt very comfortable. I felt very much at home because the sound of German was something I was used to without having remembered it.
What brought you to Michigan?
Oh, I came to Michigan to do a PhD in American Studies at Michigan State, which was at the time had the best program in the country, or the most famous program in the country. I don't mean whatever you want to call it.
Sure. Yeah. Is there a message, I guess, before I ask you that? I'm looking at your front cover, and I don't think this is you on the front cover. What's the city we're looking at?
It's Heidelberg, and we chose Heidelberg because that is the book is called My Germany, and it's not it's a Germany of the past, but it's also about discovering Germany in the present for me. And Heidelberg is one of the most widely photographed and recognizable cities representing the touristic Germany.
What do you tell someone who traveled in your former path, Lev, that is having the same type of loathing of Germany? What do you say to this person?
Well, the book is not prescriptive. It's not telling people what to do. It's descriptive. I'm describing my own journey and where I am. I would never tell someone, get over it or try and get over it. I think everybody has to follow their own path. And Germany isn't necessarily a stumbling block for everyone. I would just listen. I mean, that's actually what I did a lot of over there. On my various tours and on my research trip there, I spoke a lot, but I also listened a lot to what people had to offer, teachers and graduate students and fans of literature and professors, and it was a wonderful experience. I would love to go back. I'd go back in a minute.
You, I'm sure, have gotten this question before. Does writing a memoir, does writing your feelings heal or feel good or get you to a different place, Lev?
Well, absolutely. I think writing anything gets you to a different place because authors sometimes don't know what they know until they write it down. So every book of whatever kind, of whatever genre, is really a journey in knowledge.
What are you working on now?
I am working on the publicity for this book. I have been doing a lot of interviews and fielding a lot of requests for speaking engagements, and it keeps me busy hours every day.
Well,
And that's a
again,
good thing.
that is a good thing. That's for sure. Again, I'm just looking at your different praises. With every piece of the mystery you put into place, the puzzle grows even larger. So, yes.
Well, I am a mystery writer, and really, I approached this book as if I were a detective, and I followed in following the in discovering my parents' history before, after, and during the war. I followed every clue wherever it led around the world, whether it was to Australia or Paris or Houston or Toronto. And sometimes I got to a dead end, and I just had to turn around. I spent a lot of time researching things that didn't lead anywhere, but I made some amazing discoveries, and I don't want to tell the audience what they are because
No.
I'd like you to read the book and find out.
Yes. You've lost your mother. Have you lost your father?
No, he's still alive. He's 89.
Brothers and sisters?
One brother.
And his thoughts were, again, was he touched in this sense as well?
He has a very different approach to it. He really doesn't like talking about the past and the Holocaust. So we, and he's more closed about that. But, he's also not a writer.
There you go. Unique you are. What is your takeaway message from My Germany, a Jewish writer returns to the world his parents escaped, Lev? What's your message from this?
That we can all overcome things that we thought were insurmountable.
As you write about, and again, stay tuned between the covers. Your website, please, Lev Raphael.
Yes, it's www.levraphael.com.
Right. Stay here in Michigan. We need more talented writers such as you.
Oh, this is my home. I would never leave.
Good. Good answer. Please take care. Thanks for your time.
Okay, great.